Good morning and good afternoon and welcome everyone. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. It is a new day that the Lord has made. Let us be intentional about rejoicing in this day and being glad in this day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good to have every one of you. Good to see you. God bless you. Hope all is well. And praise the Lord. Well, let's get started with prayer. Go ahead, Lady Ebon. You may pray over the room. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Good morning. Good afternoon. Welcome to the room, everyone. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, hallowed be thy name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for bringing us to your presence. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Thank you, Lord. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. You have given us joy no matter what is going on around us. Thank you, Lord, because we are joyful in you. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing that you have blessed us with, the blessing of life. You woke us up this morning. Father, we do have no reason, Lord, to run etta scatter. You have been our God from ages past, and you will continue to be our God, our very present help in time of need. Thank you, Lord, for supplying all our needs according to your riches in glory. Lord, as our manner is to come before you and present ourselves and this house that you have built, Father, we have built this house upon the rock, even upon the name of the Lord. Father, let your name be magnified in this room today as we come together in one accord, Father, Lord, to fellowship one with another and with you. We pray, O Lord, that you would download upon us your grace and your mercy. Father, we commit every aspect of today into your hands, that you will bless us, O Lord. Let your name be magnified in our midst. Father, we take authority and dominion over this room, that nothing, Lord, will go amiss, that everything will be done in order. Lord, that we hear the replays, that low volumes will be muted in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, O Lord, that everything will run smoothly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you will perfect all that concerns us in this room. We commit it to the work of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Into your hands, O Lord, we commit everything. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And I yield my mic. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank you, honey, for the prayers. Good morning. Good afternoon and welcome everyone. Well, it is Saturday and so we are going to be doing the week in review. And first of all, Stalola, thank you for taking the room yesterday. We did listen in on the way for the most part. In fact, I think we heard everything up until the when you finished and started to moderate the room. And I was joking about that well, she's going to moderate for herself too, double duty and all that. So we heard everything, but it started to cut off towards the end there during the review session. And but you know, powerful shares, you know, about aligning our will with God's will. Praise the Lord. You know, so I'm sure that we were all blessed. Thanks to all the contributors as well that shared. Well, we thank the Lord also for our road trip. We left from Phoenix in Arizona to Tucson in Arizona to go celebrate a young man's graduation. You know, he graduated from his first college degree in the College of Medicine. So we thank God for that. This was a young man that we prayed for some months back. Was suddenly taken ill, and he's, you know, one day everything was fine. The next day, they were in the emergency room for days. And we thank God that, you know, God brought him back to life at that time. And as soon as he got up from that bed, he went right back. They wanted him to stay. He said, no way. He went, you know, his parents in Casa Grande in the Phoenix area, he had to go back to Tucson then to finish up his program. And I'm glad, we're glad he did, because, you know, yesterday we celebrated his graduation. Praise God. You know, so the Lord is good. He's very, very well. Can't even tell. He's even gained back some of his weight. I mean, you can't even tell that, you know, he was ever in that dire condition. We thank you for your prayers. We know that many of you prayed during that time. We brought in your prayers here. And we also thank you for your prayers for our road trip yesterday. We went, you know, several people from my family went and celebrated. We're back. Praise God. So, today is going to be a review day. Remember, we announced this a couple of weeks ago that we were going to be trying to do this perhaps on Saturdays. We did it for the first time, I think, last Saturday. I just look back at the week in review and perhaps even beyond the week. It doesn't really matter. We're going to do, you know, sort of a round table chat. Anyone can share on any subject, you know, that they really liked over the last week or even previous weeks. And then we can talk some more about that topic. Or, you know, you can share testimony or whatever. We just want people to participate more today. And I think everybody had a fair warning about that. I said it last week that we're going to do it. You know, so I personally would like to do a review of my message on the More Than Conquerors, because unfortunately, that replay was busted like it used to be many, many months ago. I don't know what happened, but we had the same issue that we had before, where the replay was there. It wasn't that the replay wasn't turned on, but my voice was erased. Now, that sounds to me like tampering, you know. So I have raised a ticket to the support team at Clubhouse and complained about it. It's happened before. This is not the first time. But we've had some reprieve from that for the last, oh, I don't know, you know, maybe 8 months or so. I don't think it's happened. But it did happen that one day that I preached on the More Than Conquerors. So, you know, towards the end of today's lesson, after everybody has done their share, I will come back and deliver the scriptures again for that. You can't really preach, you know, a message again. Perhaps you can, but you can't preach it with the same anointing, I don't think. So, but I will do some kind of review and bring, you know, bring a summary and go over some of the scriptures and the promises and so forth that make us more than conquerors. You know, that will be my portion today. But apologies to those who wanted to go back and listen to the review. Indeed, the replays were turned on. It's not that we didn't turn it on. It's turned on. And someone asked a question, can we check if the replays will be good while the room is still on? No, unfortunately, that's not possible. The replay is not even available until the end of the room. When the room closes, a few minutes later is when it will be available. The only thing you can check when the room is on, such as now, is to see that the tag "replays on" shows at the top of the room. And it does. And you do that by, when you create the room, you turn the replay button on, allow replays, and that's all you need to do. That's all we've been doing for months and months and months. Nothing was different on that particular day. But I think there was some sabotage, either humanly or by demonic attack. I don't know. But there was some sabotage to the room that day. It's funny because when you play the replays, you would hear nothing initially. And I thought, oh, why is everything blank? And then I fast forward. Then I heard some voices, but then I fast forward and all the segments where I was speaking were blanked or erased. I don't know. And I heard the prayer segment afterwards, and I heard a few other things, but nothing from what I heard. I'm sure some of you have tried to listen to that replay. Let me start today's room by asking for your feedback, first of all, on that. Did anybody else experience that? You know, I know that some people did. Yeah, who else tried to listen to the replay on the Modern Conquerors 2 days ago that could not get in there? Anyone? Or didn't hear anything? Or did you hear anything? Stamagi thumbs up means you tried to listen and you could not listen. You could not hear.
Yeah, I didn't hear you at all. But I had the contributors, the sister Sintan, and but I didn't hear
you. All right. Well, so that confirms what I was saying, and that's exactly what happened. Like I said, I filed a complaint with the support team, and they have not responded. We'll see what they will respond. The last times these things happened many months ago, I filed several complaints at that time. They responded, but they didn't tell me they fixed anything. They were just asking me all kinds of questions as if the problem was on my side. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is the same thing I've been doing for months, you know, and all you really need to do is, you know, allow microphone access for your app, you know, and when you install Clubhouse on your phone, you know, that's one of the first things it's going to ask you, because that's the biggest thing that Clubhouse needs from your phone is the microphone access. And it's not even going to let you go forward if you don't enable that. So, you know, it could not have been from my side. And they would ask questions like, okay, well, you know, what device you have, Android or iOS, you know, what version of operating system are you running? I'm like, you know, has nothing to do with any of that. You know, my device is always up to date, you know, by requirement, because I use it for my job as well. You have to be up to date all the time, you know. So anyway, not said about that, but apologies for anyone to anyone that wanted to listen that couldn't listen in. But we'll come back to that, and I might reshare some of those things towards the end of this room. But right now, I am going to ask everyone that's here to engage in our review activities today, and it's simple. You can share with us anything over the last week or previous weeks that has been discussed in this room. We don't want to go to any new topics yet, but it's something we've already discussed in this room over the last week or previous weeks. Something that caught your mind, additional information or share you want to give along those topics or whatever. So that's what we're going to do first. However, if you do have a testimony, well, that's good also. If you do have a prayer request, you know, we'll take that as well. And we will allow some time for us to do that this morning. I hope everybody's Saturday is going well. And, I don't know if Lady Ebony is going to moderate this room, but I don't want to be the one moderating. So, are you going to moderate or is someone else going to do it? I will do some exhortation at the end on this Modern Conquerors, but right now, I'm going to yield my mic. Good morning, good afternoon, everyone.
All right. Thank you, everyone, again. Welcome to the room. Anybody interested in moderating, or should I go on? If you want to try it, it's so easy to do. All right. I know I have able people here that can do it. Anybody interested? All right. So anybody have anything to share with us of all the topics that we have discussed in this room in the last few months? So you can open up your mic and start talking. Or say ye. Yeah, welcome to the room. If you're coming for the first time, we are in the review section where we are talking about our favorite topic that we have listened to in the room. And we just want to share what's really caught our attention in that particular room or topic. So if there's anyone that interests you that you would like to talk about, go ahead, please, and start talking about it. Mm-hmm. All right, who's that? Someone wants to talk right now.
Good morning.
All right, Brother Duke, go ahead. God bless you.
Yes, thank you, Mama Evelyn. Good morning, Mama Evelyn. Good morning, Pastor Yato. Welcome back. sorry, I just woke up not too long ago. I was up a little late. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. It's been a wonderful week. The title says Week in Review. And so I just wanted to really go my week on here as well as my week not here. Because God is faithful. And when we think about our Week in Review, it's not just our time here, but also how our time here affects our time off here. I say that because, or in general, how our week is with God. But more importantly, I believe because when we come in here, we receive. And receive, it does transform our thinking. And the Holy Spirit accompanies us to remind us on the things that we receive. And we have been taught to apply it. And so I've been doing that. And just to share a few, one or two testimonies as well as the topics that really just blessed me. They all really have blessed me, honestly. But two this week, I went back to really ponder upon the one that said this topic about Jesus. I believe it was on Tuesday, sir, where you spoke on bear me now, just to get the name. It was about Jesus and. Let's see here. I don't know how to look at it, but some notes coming in. Yes. And then it's the last room yesterday as well. It was the Jesus, the name above all other names. Yes, that was what it was. And it just really blessed me. It really blessed me because the Lord has really been showing me the Jesus in every, just the whole time, the timeline of things. And why it's important to understand that, because He really humbled me to show me that, you know, where was I when the foundations of the earth were created? God has really been showing me that if He's Alpha and Omega, then why I should be more worried about what Alpha and Omega said than what anybody else said. I should be more concerned in believing and meditating and really accepting and understanding and erasing all doubts in my life when it comes to what Alpha and Omega said than what anybody else is saying. And so one of the ones that he was showing me, one of the verses that he really was using to bless me was First Peter 4 verse 13. First Peter 4 verse 13 was talking about how we should rejoice. I'm going to read it because I don't want to go off. It says, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering. But when His glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. And I'm saying that because as God has been working to really teach me what's important and have me meditate on His word so I can know my way, because He is the guide and the lamb, He is the way, the truth, and the life, as Jesus has said. He was showing me all that Jesus did to really point the way, point us back to the way. And He was saying that, you know, when you start to walk on this way, it's not going to look the same in everybody else's eyes, because you have to remember that growing up you didn't know the way. Your parents tried to show you the way. This is God talking to me here. but you know, you did not inquire more about the way, you didn't stay on the course. You know, you were curious, so you went into the world to explore the world. In you exploring the world, I tried to bring you back a few times, but you know, you still did not know the way. But then, you know, come pandemic, everything slowed down. You had an encounter with me and you started to seek more of the way. Now this is 4 years past post-pandemic, and I've been showing you the way, the truth, and the light. And it was telling me, are you still going to doubt that I am the way? Or are you going to now start to ask me the real questions, which is, Lord, how come I didn't see the way all this time? And if you are the way, then show me, help me, and show me how and what I need to do. Because now it's no more longer if he's the way. Like, I cannot argue anymore about the things of God, whether they are true or not. I know they are true. I know he has shown me his part and my part, my identity. And so he was really blessing me and saying, you know, instead of me now, you know, I should more so come to him and ask him for help to be more like him. Because he has been revealing to me areas of my life where I have not necessarily depended on him for help, but on myself, and which is why I had not overcome in those areas. And so when we're talking about the room, we are more than conquerors, that he started to encourage us. He was showing me how, when he says his grace is sufficient, it's because those who know that depend on him. I was saying something to Mr. Lord the other day, I said, God has given us grace so we can give grace. But if you don't understand that, all he has given you and what that means, then you will not know to go to him for grace in time of need. That he's given it and he's given more and more for everything that we need to do. And you know, even the things that we struggle with, God just wants you to really come to him, knowing that he is the source of your help. Even the things that you do so well, you know, he just wants us to make sure that we put him as that. Remember that he is the source. Because it's very easy, sir. It's very easy, and this is my life. For us, I noticed that I would have something, and instead of me to go to God with it, I'll go to the world with it, I'll go to anybody and everybody else, but necessarily spending time with God. So he was showing me that it's an intentional practice. And trust me, when you come to me first and you gain strategy, you can go and apply. And so I noticed that in me, really, when matters come into my mind and I tried it, like I tried to just, you know, remember, go to scripture, see what Jesus said about the matter, really meditate on it to the point where I understand it, the enemy will come and try to either remove it right away by challenging me with all things and all ways. But I also remember that you cannot respond to the enemy back with your thoughts or back with the way you feel. You have to go to the world and state your standpoint, state whose side you're on, what the Lord has said, and stick to it. And you don't have to worry about the outcome, because God's word is sure. God's word has proven himself. He says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was God. And so that really has blessed me, sir. Thank you so much for that encouraging room. It's been a battle of the mind. And, you know, I feel like, I know I am more than a conqueror, but I truly feel like I'm an overcomer. You know, and so I'm just looking, I'm looking onto the Lord, the author and the finisher of my faith, and I'm holding on, because I know it's the way it felt, sir. I know it's not a one and done thing. I know we're going to continue this our life on here on earth as children of God. There's going to be battles. It's going to be constant. The enemy trying to tell you you're not this, you're not that. But you have to stay clean and know that God has already done it. And you have to do the work by professing the word. It is written, no, I am more than a conqueror. You know, you cannot tell me that this is no. God has redeemed me. You know, it's in him I live and move and have my being. And so, thank you very much. That was what I wanted to share, sir. Thank you so much for this week. Thank you, Star Lola, for the yesterday's room. It was very encouraging. And yeah, I hit my mic. So God bless you all. God bless everyone in this room. And I love you guys very much.
All right. Thank you, Brother Duke. That's powerful. Yeah, you mentioned that not just what you've been in this room, but even the after effect, you know, during your day, how the room affects you. And talking about you being, being more than conquerors and all the things that the Lord is showing you. and how, you know, the scripture that came to mind was Romans 8:37, say, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So thank you for this share. God bless you, and we appreciate you. We appreciate your support and for being in this room, not only in this room, in even all the rooms that you have always been supporting us. God bless you so much. Amen. Anybody else that would like to share with us their favorite topic or how the Lord is blessing you in all this in all these rooms that we have been doing? God bless you all. You can open your mic and speak. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Mama Boone. Welcome back. I just wanted to just give my testimony. Well, first of all, just thank everybody in this room for praying for me for my exam, as well as everyone in my Bible study. I took the last part of my board exams for radiology last Monday. And as I shared, one of my struggles is with faith, and especially after not passing the first time. Being in this field, sometimes you don't feel that you belong. You're the only one who looks like yourself, maybe throughout the whole profession in your city. So really, I've been struggling with, you know, confidence and just feeling like I belong in this space. But God just, you know, continually confirms to me that I put you here. Though I don't know what the future holds for this or what he wants me to do, you know, he's really been building my faith in him that he put me here. You know, I did not put myself here. And we talked in another room during the week. I forgot who said it. You know, that he gives us promises and we believe them, but then we forget. So I just praise God because he's always reminding me that, you know, his promises don't change, you know, irrespective of what I feel, irrespective of what's happening. You know, for this second part of the exam, there was a gap in between the first part and the second part, and I've just been so busy with home, with the kids. And, you know, he gave me strategy for the first part, and he said, do this, do that, and then he will do the rest. And that's what happened for the first part. And then for this part, you know, I never really went back to seek him again. That's another thing. I think Brother Charles said yesterday in the room that David, you know, he always went back to the Lord. One battle was not, he didn't take, you know, God's word for one thing and just blanket applied it. He always went back to God to seek him again. And I don't think I did. So for the most of this part of trying to study for the second part, I was just sort of throwing things together. And I got to the hotel on Sunday night and I had my books and these, I have two review books and that's what he told me to go through the first time. And each one is like 600 pages. And he just brought to my mind again, he's like, I told you to go through this material, read every page, you know, and he will bring it back to remembrance. And I just want to testify that the Lord literally redeemed the time for me. That whole month and a half that, you know, I didn't look at this material, I sat up, I got to that hotel at 5 o'clock. My exam was at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I just started reading through those books. I had slides, PowerPoint slides that summarized it. I went through almost every page in both of those two books between 5 p.m. to 10 a.m. to maybe 9 a.m., an hour before my exam. The enemy just, you know, kept trying to discourage me. I even fell asleep at one point around 10. I woke up at 12 and I just said, even so, Lord, like, you know, like this is like, it just seemed impossible, but I said, even so. And I kept reading until I fell asleep and I woke up in the morning and continued. And, this exam was an oral exam. So you have examiners talking to you and, you know, you have to give, they're showing you cases. You have to respond. You have to be confident. They have to, you know, see that you're not doubting yourself in what you say. So very different than a written exam because you have somebody in front of you. And when I was doing my practices, with some of the residents because they're taking, you know, they take their boards at a different time in Canada. So I was doing practice, and whenever they would show me case, I would just freeze just with fear. And I couldn't get through the case, even if I knew it, because I was just so scared. And I did two of them, and the Holy Spirit said, who told you to do that? Like, these are not, you know, you don't have to do them, but I still put myself in the position where I just started doubting myself again. And every single case that came up, I just had peace and I had confidence and I spoke boldly. Even if I didn't know, I was just making it up boldly. but, you know, just still getting through each case, and there were 24 cases, and I've never felt such confidence. You know, I know the material, but once again, as I said, for me personally, I always have doubt. I doubt myself quite a lot, quite a lot. And, you know, the Lord is constantly telling me it's not by your strength or by my, you know, not by my strength or by my, you know, just not by my strength, but by his, every word that proceeds from his mouth. So if he said that it's already done, then I need to believe him that it's already done. And I left that exam, and, you know, people were talking and they're like, oh, how, like, everyone's freaking out. And I just had this confidence. Like, it doesn't even matter what I did. Like, to have that level of confidence, I praise God for it. To just say, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't need to go back and think about cases or this and that and that. It's already done. So I praise God for that. He's Alpha and Omega. He's seen the end, and he's come and he's told me that it's done. So I praise God that, you know, he's increased constantly day by day, taking me through these trials to increase my faith, that when he says it's done, that's it. It's not a negotiable. It's not, oh, but God this, oh, but God that, because it really has nothing to do with how you feel. I have a few scriptures. And when I asked for prayers last week, Pastor Yato said, it's called the inspiration of the Almighty. So I looked for a scripture, and I found Job 32:8, and it says, but there's a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. And then, I think it was, Sister Renita, when she was praying, and she prayed for rest, you know, just to find rest, because that's what I was praying for. You know, just not to not be anxious and just to rest in the Lord and his promises. And Psalm 62, verse 5-6, it says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And then Sister St. Anne gave me a verse, Daniel 1, verse 20. And it says, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. So I had these three verses, and I was going through them the morning before the exam. And I just want to, you know, once again, just come here and say thank you. I come, you know, to this room every day, and, you know, I find strength. I find strength. I draw strength from everybody in this room. And God bless you all. I thank you for the encouragement. And I just came to testify that, you know, the Lord is good and his mercies endure forever, irrespective of how we feel. I think Lola said yesterday that, you know, maybe she can, I can't quote it exactly, but our emotions and our feelings, you know, that's not reality. We can't live by that. But we need to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So God bless you. Pastor, I really hope that you do go over that room that didn't play, because that morning, during that room, I was feeling so down, and I needed encouragement, and I miss most of the room. I'm at work in the morning, so I'm not always paying attention. So when I heard, I didn't even go back, but I saw in the WhatsApp chat that it didn't record, and it said, the devil's a liar. You know, I know, I heard some of the, some people responding, and I know it blessed so many people. So I'm really hoping that we can do a review today, because really the devil is a liar, and, you know, but we don't believe his report. So God bless you. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Sister Barakat. Yes, you have passed those exams, you know, with flying colors. We believe that. Amen. We are so glad to hear your testimony. The confidence, you know, have confidence in the Lord. The Lord will redeem your time. And you had to review 600 pages. Wow, that's a lot within a few hours. Thank God. And we know that, you know, I don't know when you, when you speak, you sound very confident. I don't know what other people think, but when you speak in this room, you sound very confident and your voice carry a lot of strength, a lot of weight. So don't let anybody, you know, tell you that you're not confident. You are bold. You are boldly, and you actually said that you spoke with confidence, boldly and everything. And guess what? The Lord, the inspiration of the Almighty, just like you said in Job 32 verse 8, the inspiration of the Almighty has gone ahead of you and make all things work together for your good because you love him. You love him with all of your heart. So all things is going to fall in places. You are passed with flying colors. We believe it because we have prayed and the Lord is good. Amen. I don't know if you've gotten your results
yet.
It's gonna be okay. Just take that to the bank. Hallelujah. We're gonna rejoice. Gonna rejoice with you. God bless you. Thank you for testifying ahead of time and receiving the blessing, receiving the miracle in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Anybody else that have anything else to say? Go ahead, please.
Let me quickly respond to Sister Barakat. You know, what Lady Evan said, I just love your voice. I mean, there's a lot of people in this room. I mean, I don't know you guys from anywhere other than this platform, but, you know, just hearing your different voices. And, you know, there's a voice print to everyone. You know, I taught this lesson, perhaps not on Clubhouse, I don't know, but maybe at the church some years ago. Maybe here too, I don't know. But, you know, there's something about the voice, you know, each person, you know, it's just something. And sometimes some people may sound, you know, a bit similar, but everybody has like a voice print. And there's so many voices in this place. You know, even the scripture says there's all kinds of voices and none of them is without significance. And, you know, I just love to hear your voice. Like, you know, like Lady Evan said, that voice, you know, even sometimes I know you try to, be like down on yourself and so forth. But that voice exudes, you know, confidence. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I just love to hear your voice. And I love what you said about the inspiration of the Almighty. Listen, you know, a lot of people know that that's my thing when it comes to, you know, getting knowledge, instruction, and so forth from the Lord. You know, and I will give a quick example, a quick testimony there. There was a time I had to study a book that was hundreds of pages long. I don't remember. I don't think it was quite 600, but it was a lot. I didn't even know where to start, you know, and I think I missed some of the classes. This was when I was doing my master's program some years ago. So I really didn't know what to do, but when the inspiration of the Almighty kicked in, it was just amazing, you know, and you have to follow the instruction of the Lord. If the Lord says read every page, you have to read every page because that's what he said. You know, in my own case, the Lord didn't say that, but he just gave me inspiration, you know, and I needed to read the book for a project and I just didn't even know where to start. But the Holy Spirit, you know, made me realize that the answers are in that book. Anyway, the instructor also said that. But I didn't even know where to start. But I guarantee you, I cannot explain it, you know, but I can tell you that when that inspiration hit, I knew everything that I needed to know. I just knew it. I would just open, the Lord would just lead me to some place. I would open it and I would just know everything instantly. And it was just amazing. I mean, I would just read it and I would know it instantly. I mean, I knew it so much that, I mean, that was just, you know, there was so much confidence. And all of a sudden, you know, I cut my partner loose. It was a project where it was like a tag team. You know, and the professor had said that, you know, if you if you go solo, you score more points, but you should not go solo because it's a project that it was going to take two. Well, you know, I decided after the inspiration of the Almighty, I was going to go solo because I needed the extra points. I told my partner I was going to cut him loose. It was like, why? This and I gave some kind of excuse. Of course, I didn't tell him inspiration of the Almighty because you can't just cast your pearls before swine, you know, and all that. So I just gave one reason or the other. He said, well, this and I don't know what I said. But anyway, by the grace of God, I aced that thing. My goodness. You know, so, you know, when the inspiration of the Almighty hits, it's amazing. And he will redeem the time for you too. And I remember the when Sister Barakat was giving the testimony that day. I remembered when Sister Reneta was praying for her. The thing that came to mind, when I was in high school, you know, before we went to some serious exams, someone would come out. They used to give us these things. It was called BC to the power of 6 or BC to the power of 7 or something like that. And we had these, you know, things that someone would come and say, you know, B. Now that, so it's like you're writing a formula, you know, the letter B and then C, and then you write the little 6 or 7 in front of, you know, to the top, like you write C squared, C to the power of 6. And what it was, someone would come out and say, be cool, calm, confident, collected, courageous, you know. They would just put all the C words in there, you know. And it was always funny. And I remember that day when Sister Renita was praying for you, Sister Barakat. And I thought of those BC to the power. I could only think of 6 at the time. But, you know, we had this thing. You know, it's like who could come up with, you know, more words, you know, to tell your classmates, you know, or something we said to each other, you know. And I came up with that morning, I remember about 6 or 7, and I just said it. But I didn't come to the mic because, you know, I think I'd been speaking long and wanted others to speak. But I used it in my prayer. And I just said, Lord, let her be cool, calm, collected, courageous, confident, this and that. And this and that. You know, I just calling out all those C's as they came to my mind, you know. And I believe the Lord answered that prayer. That's, you know, when I pray, I believe God answers my prayer. I don't know about others, but, you know, I always believe that God answers my prayers. So thank you, Sister Barakat, for sharing. We're so proud of you. I know you're dealing with a lot, kids and so forth, and going through med school and all of that. It's not easy, but the Lord is your strength. And that testimony is a done deal. Praise God. So thank you so much for sharing. And I will try, by God's grace, at the end of this room, I will come back with the, you know, More Than Conquerors Part 2. And so, but right now, let me yield my mic and let others share. Thank you all so much.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. Good morning, everyone, and good afternoon to those in the afternoon session. Sister Barakat, God bless you. One thing that is sure, it is time for you to rejoice. You should have your dancing shoes on, praising the Lord. I am talking from a particular or some experience of some professional exams I had to face. The one that really was so difficult for me, the Lord took me through. And I want to let you know, the devil will show you every area where he thinks you are wrong. But remember, you shall have the favor of God and the favor of men. Those panel of judges, usually they want to see your confidence. It's not particularly that you got all when you are talking, but they also want to see that confidence in you in delivering what you had to deliver. So just rejoice. remember Isaiah 57. Isaiah chapter 50 verse 7. Take that as well as 8, 9. Take those scriptures and dance it through. And when the devil comes, tell him, it's a family affair between I and my father. He has done it and he has gone ahead. I have the favor of God and the favor of men. I think that should be in Luke 2, whether 46 or thereabouts. Please, it's about the last bit, talking about Jesus Christ having the fear of God and the favor of God and the and of men. I just want to encourage you. I've passed through that road before, and I know the Lord did it. And one of the prayers I prayed for you is that even if it's 1 hour to your going in, what you should read, God should reveal it to you. And you have testified of God's strategy, God's inspiration in you. It is so, it is final, it is signed, and it is sealed by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So just rest assured, when the devil comes, just give him back the praise of God. My father is in charge. He's doing it. I have the favor of God and the favor of men. And I'm riding upon my high places. Another scripture that you can always go to is Psalm 18. I love it so much. Read from 27 and to about 30 something thereabout. You will get some things to rejoice about. The Lord God had given you the hands that break the bows of steel. That is what God had empowered you with. Just rejoice through. It is time for you to rejoice, to sing praises to your Father. And let's see what it is. Give it to him. It's his own challenge. He will sort you out. That is just that bit. Now, I just want to talk about the pillars of wisdom. Just one of it, the fear of God. Thank you, Sister Lola, for what you delivered yesterday. Though I had a lot of interruptions from the office, however, I give God all the glory. God had always shown me that when it comes to talking, the Spirit of God will always talk. He will always nudge us. But the thing is, that willingness to obey. And that's why anytime I always pray, Lord, give me the ability to obey. It's not that God won't talk. He will talk. But give me this ability to obey. That's the only way that I can be led by the Spirit of God. As in Romans 8:40. Now, I just want to look at the wisdom pillar of the fear of God. Each time my mind goes back to all those seven pillars that was taught in this house. It's such a beautiful one. I'll just read the various pillars as we have it. But I just want to talk about the wisdom pillar of the fear of God. The first pillar is the fear of God. The second one, as Pastor Yato taught us, prudence. The third one, knowledge. The fourth one, counsel. Understanding, insight, hindsight, foresight. The sixth one, discretion. And the seventh one, sound judgment. These seven pillars, as we were taught some months ago, that was in 2023, June, is such a beautiful time to me. And each time my mind goes back to it. What have I learned from all this? But this morning, I just want to look at wisdom pillar of the fear of God. And the scripture that we really dwelt on was in 2 Chronicles 1, 7 to 12,
as well as 1 Kings 5, talking about Solomon asking God for the fee, for that God should give him wisdom. He did not ask for money. He did not ask for fame. He did not ask for any other thing. He asked for the wisdom of God so that he can guide God's people. And God gave him more than what he asked for. We are told that the fear of God, of the Lord, is the gateway portal to the beginning of wisdom. Pastor Yato told us that can be explained by Proverbs 1:7. It is the beginning of the knowledge of God. And also, he told us that for us to have the fear of God, we will have wisdom, we will depart from evil, and we also have understanding. Then also, as he has alluded to severally, Isaiah 66:2, that one who trembles at God's word and is always moved to obedience, the attitude is that he will have the fear of God. Then another thing that I got from that message is that there is always a longing in God's heart. Sorry, there should always be a longing in our hearts to fear him and keep his commandments. No matter what our frailties are, he will help us. Once we have that hunger and that longing, he will help us. He said in Matthew 5, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Then we were also commanded to have the reverent type of fear rather than the morbid type, which the Israelites had. The Israelites had a morbid type of fear, and they did not want to have a relationship with God. God wanted to draw them closer, speak to them directly, mouth to mouth, like he spoke with Moses. But because they saw thunders, they saw lightnings, they saw different things, they told Moses, go and hear. Go and hear from God for us, and whatever he says, we will do. But because they cannot understand his word, his voice, they eventually derailed. And then God himself declaring and proclaiming his name in Exodus 34:6, being that he is a merciful, gracious, and always wanting or always full of loving kindness. Then another thing that I also got from that message is that we should not, no matter what our situation is, in fearing God, we should not envy sinners. We should not look at their way. Psalm 37 talks about we should not envy sinners. Even when it looks as if they are progressing, they are prosperous, they are this, the Bible says, when we have a fear of God, we will not envy sinners. Then another thing that I learned from that message is in Ecclesiastes 12:11. He said, the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God, for this is the whole duty of man, to keep his commandment, that we must fear God. And there were some examples that I drew courage from. The first example was Jesus himself, which was, he has to learn the fear of God. And he has to learn obedience. And this shows that he's always, always wanting to do the will of his Father, wanting to do the will of his Father. Then another example that we were given was Joseph, that the fear of God in his heart prevented him from sinning
against God. No matter what, nobody was there. He could have committed evil with Potiphar's wife, but God, because of the fear of God in him, he would not. Then another example that we were given was David, that with the fear of God in his heart, he refused to kill Saul, even in a situation where Saul was victimizing him, Saul was running after him. He refused. He was close to it. His lieutenants told him, go ahead, destroy, kill him. But he said, no, not without oil poured upon him. He will not do it. And it's because of the fear of God in him. However, the example that was, another example that was given where he did not exhibit the fear of God was in the case of Uriah and Bathsheba in 1 Samuel 18 to verse 24. Then there were some benefits that we were taught that we will get out of the fear of the Lord. Psalm 34:7, it brings protection to us by God's angel. Then another thing I learned was divine healing and health. That was in Malachi 4:2. Then it will also give us good at all times. That was in Deuteronomy 6:24-25. The fear of God will also cause God's face to shine upon us and our children. That was in Psalm 112:1-3. Then we shall be rewarded for fearing him. That was in Proverbs 13:13. Then it also gives us understanding, Psalm 111:10. And it also enriches us with knowledge, both physical, when I mean physical, the knowledge of our career, of our work, of I have found God to be the expert. The expertise, I cannot define it. When I get to naughty situations, I have found him to be the expert on my job. Things that get so naughty, I don't know what to do. And I keep on talking to him in my heart. I keep on praying about it. It could be just a dream. And it could just be a flashlight. He will show me what to do. So the fear of God gives knowledge. It was also said in Proverbs 19:23. It gives riches and it also gives honor and life. Then the fear of the Lord is also called the fountain of life in Proverbs 14:27. And it will help us to depart from the snares of death. Also, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Proverbs 14:26-27. Then Proverbs 3:7-10. We're also told that it will teach us to depart from evil. Then we are also purged of evil. We are purged. Evil is purged out of us. That is in Proverbs 13:6. I really love these bits of the fear of God being the base of all the other pillars. Each time I keep thinking about it in different circumstances, in different ways, it really gladdens my heart, knowing that everything we need, it's there in the Word of God. All that we need is all there. There is always an answer for everything that we need. And that makes me happy knowing that Jesus is the answer to all that we need. The Lord will help us and strengthen us, quicken us, our mortal bodies, strengthen our inner man, and help us to always yearn after his fear, after his will, submitting our will unto Him. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll yield my mic.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary, for digging that up. You know, my goodness. Like I said the other time, I think last week, when we did this review week, the series on the pillars of wisdom, that has to be one of my all-time favorites. You know, and I know I've taught it about 3 times. You know, maybe once in the church, twice here on Clubhouse. Yeah, one of those 2 times was here on this platform, I believe at least. It is just so, and the fear of the Lord is the very beginning of that. You know, so I love the way that Sister Mary brought it out. Thank you so much. And it's more than a motivational series. Trust me. It is the foundation of everything. You can't, if you don't have wisdom, you know, you're going to suffer a lot. You know, it's not because of, you know, salvation or not salvation, but for our own good, we will suffer if we don't have wisdom. I mean, think of it this way. You know, when the scripture says the prudent man foreseeth the evil and hides himself, but the, you know, the simple that doesn't have any wisdom or foolish, they just, you know, pass on and are punished and are destroyed. Well, what it means is, you know, if you had wisdom, and sometimes you look very carefully, you may, you know, avoid those pitfalls in the first place. And you spend less spiritual capital on praying to get out of, you know, the ditch. God will get you out if you have faith. But if you use wisdom in the first place, you know, you would not have fallen into the place. So it is so rich. And the fear of the Lord, I mean, that is absolutely how we begin to know Him. We can't really know the Lord deeply as He would want us to know Him, you know, if the fear of the Lord is not there. And I like the way that Sister Mary brought it out. I call it the heart of gold that God delights in. Is in the person that hearts the fear of the Lord, because that's fear of the Lord will lead us to trembling at His word, and it will lead to God's favor and even preferential treatment. You think God doesn't, you know, some people say, well, you know, God treats everybody the same. Yeah, I don't know where they found that in the scriptures. You know, God doesn't treat everybody the same. God treats everybody the way that, you know, they respond to God. The Bible say what? To the froward, that will show thyself froward. To this, you will show thyself that, and so forth. This is the man to whom I will look. You know, I mean, this is the man that God will actually respect the work of their hands. Respect. You say there is no respect of person. Not that kind of respect. But the one that will make God actually pay attention. The Bible say God had respect unto Abel's sacrifice, but, you know, He despised Cain's sacrifice, you know, and so on, you know. So the man that to whom God will have respect is the man that has the fear of the Lord, and it brings preferential treatment. You fear the Lord and many other things that you know. And Sister Mary, you started to say, you know, there's a longing in our heart that the fear of the Lord will bring, and so forth. But there is also a longing. You started to say, and there's a longing actually from the Lord too. He wants the people, you know, to fear Him. Let's read that in Deuteronomy chapter 5. It's both ways. Deuteronomy 5:29 would tell us, you know, how that God says, oh, you know, when someone says, oh, like that, well, that's kind of a longing. Yeah. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Well, that's a longing in the heart of the psalmist, that man will praise the Lord. Let's read Deuteronomy 5:29. Oh, you know, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and so forth. So, oh, that means there's a longing even in God's heart for us to fear him. You know, it's something that God really wants. He wants us to fear him. There's a longing in his heart. And I just love that you brought that those things out. I love this wisdom series, you know, and maybe someday I'll come back and teach one here, one there, one here, one there. But it's those pillars. And this is the main thing that I said about the pillars as a lead off an introduction. I said, you know, when you begin to see cracks in a house, you know, well, it means something is probably wrong with the pillars, or the pillars wasn't setting right. I remember when this house that we're living in was being built. I was told that we might see some cracks, you know, as the pillars begin to set in or settle in. And I didn't understand all of that. But pillars could be load-bearing columns that hold up different structures in the house. And if the pillar is just not setting right, you know, it might, from construction folks, they say, well, pillars, you know, cracks may actually appear. So in order for us to, you know, take care of those cracks, it's more than just doing some patchwork. You can do the patchwork, but if you don't fix the pillars, there will be cracks again. You know, so it's like, you know, weed. You can cut the weed, but if you don't root it out, it's going to grow again. So the way to really fix those cracks is, you know, get those pillars restored, you know, properly in our lives, you know, and oftentimes these cracks will lead to regrets, delays, disappointments, failures, sickness. You talk about lack of advancement. There could be severe losses. People could lose their job. They could lose their wealth, broken marriages, etc. I mean, it's just all kinds of things that can come in from these cracks because the pillars are not setting just right. And that's why they're so critical, you know, for the Lord to help us obtain these pillars and set them right in our lives. So thank you, Sister Mary, for that reminder. That is so powerful. And that is the first of the pillars. And I remember I gave also an acronym to help us remember it. I didn't teach it in that order, but I just gave it because it sounded nice. KUPDCSF. And I used KUPD because I remember there was a local station here in Arizona that's called KUPD. I don't listen to it, but I know it because it's not a Christian station. But it's called KUPD, or there used to be years ago. I don't know if they're still there. So each of those letters indicate something. And all those pillars taken together, see, when you take all those pillars together, that's the strength of wisdom. You know, so thank you so much for sharing that. That was so beautiful. All right. Anyone else? And that was even good that Sister Mary went back to that. See, that's an example of what we were saying. You can go back to any lesson, not just this week and not just yesterday, any lesson at all that we have talked about, you know, that, you know, blessed you. You can go back and share any part of it. Praise the Lord. All right. Let me yield my mic here and see who else wants to share.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I love that scripture. That there was a heart in them that they will fear me. That you may be well with them and their children forever. Wow. What a promise. All we have to do is to fear the Lord and keep his commandments. And then it will be well with us and it will be well with our children forever and ever. Amen. Amen. I claim that for all of us, that it will be well with us and will be well with everyone in the name of Jesus, and that we may fear him And that's my prayer for myself and for everyone. You know, God gave me a little secret. I don't know. I know God gave so many, you know, concerning himself and concerning how to get your prayers answered. You know, and that God has been helping me with that, to just see, to just know him and his greatness. So sometimes we don't know the God that we serve. We think it's this little God. We could just put him in the closet, bring him out when we want. But this, our God, is so great and mighty. I mean, all you have to do is just look. Look at all the creation that he made. Just look. Sometimes when I'm flying in the air, it just amazes me. I fly over the waters. I see the mountains, the work of God, the mighty work of God. All you have to do is just look at his creation. I was looking at some of the of some documentary about, you know, all these animals that God created. My goodness, all kinds of creation. I said, this my God, oh. Hey, this my God, oh. Now, wow. All kinds of weird creation. You know, some people have faces that looks like human beings. I said, my God, you created all this. And this is our God. This is the God that we serve, you know. And he has made us in his own image, above all this creature that he made. So we ought to just bless his name all the time. And he has given man that ability to behave like him. That's when I found out about God, that we human beings, he has given us that power. He has given us that will. You know, sometimes we feel so powerful. Sometimes we feel we have this thing in us, but we're just nothing. We're nothing. We're nothing, but he has given us that ability to feel something, to feel like we're something. And then we feel like, oh, we're all in all. No, we're nothing. Lord has just given us that ability, you know, to feel like him. So it's just amazes me. I say, Lord, you are good. And so if we can just know him for who he is, just know him, how great and mighty the God that you serve, then your problem becomes nothing. Your whatever, you know, comes before you becomes nothing, because you know you have a God that dwarfs everything. And what are you going to talk about? Creation, how he created the heavens just by the words of his mouth, just by speaking it into existence, this our mighty God. Just visualize his greatness and bless the work of his son. Just bless him for what, who he is, that he is mighty, he is the God that can answer all prayer. Then your problems become nothing before him. Just place your problems in front of him and let it become nothing. And then you have the victory over anything, whatsoever it is. No matter what name they call it, it's nothing before God. And you have the victory in him because you trust in him. All we have to do is to fear him, to trust him, and not to be afraid. And if the enemy can get you to be afraid, then he got you. He got you. You put fear in you. You're afraid about this. You're afraid about that. Then he got you. So, and that's why he emphasized in his word, fear not, fear not. So let us not be afraid. Let us put all our trust in him. And just like that scripture said, then we know that forever and ever, the Lord will bless us. Amen. So I just want to thank God for, you know, all he has done. I know I have not testified enough, have not thanked him enough. But Lord, you know I love you. Lord, you know I love you in the presence of my brethren, and I appreciate what you have done for me. I take it not for granted, because many, you know, even sometimes the doctors look at me and they're amazed. What kind of a person is this? That what we have seen, and the Lord, I say, I serve a living God. I serve a mighty God that you don't understand. But they know, because even my own personal doctor said, we know you're a believer, so all this things, don't worry about it. I said, yes, I'm not going to worry, because I serve a living God that is able to do abundantly above all that I can think or imagine. I do not serve a small God. That's mighty, mighty God. So whatever confronts you, you will win. That's what the word of the Lord tells us. And this, you know, we are going to win. We are winners. He has won the battle. The Lord has fought and he has won the battle. So I thank the Lord for always fighting my battle, known and unknown to me. Even the not ones that I don't know, he fights it all the time and he wins it. He said, I will wrestle with those that wrestle with you. I will contend. The Lord is a contender. He will contend. You know, when two people are fighting boxing, they said they are contending. Who is contending for the championship? Our God is a contender, and he will contend for your life. He will contend for everything that he has given you. Amen. So I thank God for all the teachings and the encouragement in this room. I thank God for all the testimonies. I thank God for what he is doing in our midst, and he's able to do all that we can think or imagine above it, Papa. Above it, Papa. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you all. I'm going to mute here and let somebody else speak. God bless you. Anybody else that would like to testify and give all the glory unto him? Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ani, so much for those shares. Praise the Lord. I think Sister Rebe was about to speak at the same time that you started. So, Sister Rebe, are you still available? We can't hear you. Anyone hearing her?
I can't hear her.
Sister Ibia, we cannot hear you. You might want to just exit the room and come back in. We can't hear you. Let's wait for her for a bit. And thank you, Oni, again for sharing. It's always so good to go back and remind ourselves of some of the things, you know, that even if it's not the most recent sermon. I remember the first week that we did this, you know, Sister Jane, I think it was, came out here and shared something that was from many months ago. And her thing, her favorite thing was just talking about, you know, one day, and I preached on God calling the things that are not as though they were. I mean, I was like, my goodness. And that's what she, you know, what really struck her, and she brought out some very valuable points, but it was from like months back. Same thing like Sister Mary did here today. So this was from many, probably over a year ago that we taught on these pillars. So you can share on anything that we have discussed in this room, anything at all. Praise the Lord. Well, let's see. Did Sister Rebea make it back? I'm just talking while she's waiting for her. Okay. Sister Rebea, go ahead. All right, still unable to hear you. If you're on a headset, you might want to remove the headset. I know it does that sometimes. While we're waiting for Sister Rebea, let's see if somebody else wants to share. You can go while we wait for her. We're out of shares already this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Mommy Evan. Good morning, everyone. This is Lola. I guess I just wanted to share. I guess the last one on Elijah that was really interesting. And I haven't been able to listen to everything for some reason at work. It's either crazy or I'm not getting good service. I don't know what that is. But anyway, I think it was Wednesday. I'm not sure. But, you know, something that really stuck out, I think you had asked, what sticks out to you about Elijah. And something that stuck out to me about him was his zeal and his loyalty to the Lord. And it was just so interesting how he was so zealous for God and he was so loyal to God. And I remember just reading that story at Mount Carmel. Besides his boldness, it was just like he didn't care what anybody said or anybody did. And he was so against any kind of idolatry. He was against like any kind of anything that was not of God. He was against anything that God was against. And it just, it was so interesting. And I think he was so passionate, about honoring the Lord and fearing God. And that was just a characteristic that really, really stuck out to me that I thought, was so interesting. And something else that I really liked, in which you also see it with Moses, actually, was he had this intimacy with the Lord. When I read the story of Elisha, it didn't seem like Elisha had the same. But you see him when, after the showdown at, Mount Carmel, you see him run away. But he wasn't really running away, I really think he was actually physically exhausted. you see how he dialogues with God and he just lays down his whole burden, everything that was in his heart, like he wasn't, afraid to just be open, to be vulnerable and to be absolutely transparent, with the Lord, with his frustrations, with everything. And it just made me think about, the same thing with Moses, it wasn't one of those, cause I think that, in this faith sometimes, we can feel like we can't be as open, sometimes we can vent, to people, but, we don't always realize that we can vent to the Lord as well. And so I just appreciated that, intimacy that he had, with the Lord where he could release everything. And it was interesting because, I think about him and Moses, and in front of the people, they looked very, very strong, very, very bold, very, very like, confident. And, people probably wouldn't want to mess with them too much. Well, except Jezebel, but that's another story. but in the presence of God, they were very weak, and I don't know, the Lord was just showing me that, that we come to him in all of our vulnerabilities and our weakness, that we don't have to come to him strong. and the difference is coming to him, not going to people. And, I would say last year I was just going through a lot and I just felt like a weak person, especially when I think of that scripture that says, if you faint at the time of adversity, your strength is weak. And I was like, hey, I'm fainting. My strength is weak. But then the Lord just showed me something in scripture. And this was at, you gave this teaching about going forward, that the Lord just really showed me. He showed me remember the Israelites, at that point, the Egyptians were coming, right? Pharaoh and the Egyptians were coming. The Israelites started complaining and saying, Moses, you brought us out here to die. I mean, they barely just left Egypt and they're already complaining. And so Moses turns to them and he says, the Egyptians you see today, you'll see them no more. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord. And so in the presence of the Israelites, he was strong, right? He was confident. You know, he was moving. And then he turns around, and then the Lord says, why are you crying out to me? Go forward. And the Lord was showing me that Moses was crying to the Lord. He wasn't crying to the people. He was crying to the Lord. The same way when, you know, Elijah goes and he tells Ahab there's not going to be any rain. Nothing. He stands there confident. But then he runs and he starts praying and probably pleading. So the Lord was showing me is that you come to me in your weakness. Don't come to me in your strength. And then it reminds me of what Apostle Paul says, right? You know, he says that, I have to get the scripture because I want to say it properly. Okay, here it is. Sorry, I'm outside. My kids have a track meet, so I ran away from the noise, but it's still a little bit. So he says it here in 2 Corinthians 12, 9 to 11. But he says to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardship and persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And, you know, I think that the Lord is just teaching me, like, don't come to me with your strength. Come to me with your weakness. Then I can make you stronger than your own actual strength. And I think that, you know, that just really stuck out to me. And so it prompted me with Elijah just to see that in his weakness. And something about that, you know, when he ran away and he went to the Lord, nobody knew. And I think I was talking to Duke and we were just going through that. And it's interesting. We know this because we have the Bible. And so we can see this. But at that time, nobody saw Elijah's weakness. Only God did. And so it's not like he was walking around looking like a weak person. It was that he knew where to take his insecurities, his weaknesses, his frustrations, right? His anger. He knew where to take it to. And I think that's powerful. I want to say God is not intimidated by our weaknesses. He's not intimidated by our insecurities. He's not intimidated by our frustrations, right? The problem is, do we tell other people about them? Do we just complain? Or do we actually say, Lord, I'm frustrated. Lord, I'm tired. Lord, this doesn't make sense. Lord, these people are getting on my nerves. The difference is telling the Lord versus complaining or telling other people. And I believe that in our weaknesses, the Lord strengthens us in a way that's way stronger than all of the strength that we put together in all our years. So I just wanted to share that. And that, you know, that just encouraged me. So I yield the mic. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Sister Lola. That is so, so good. You know, the place of strength in the Lord is actually our weakness before his glory. That's it. That's right there. That's how you do it. You know, it reminds me of, in fact, as you were speaking, I was thinking of that 2 Corinthians 12 thing, and then you read it. So that was good. But it also reminds me of Isaiah, you know, in the presence of the Lord, Isaiah just felt like he was nothing, you know, and then God strengthened him, you know, and Stalola said something, look, we go to God, you know, even, you know, in that when we go to God in the place of our weakness so that his grace, you know, might be made perfect. He said, the Lord said, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. My goodness, that is so powerful. And I thank you, Salola, for sharing that. And, you know, I pray that the Lord will help us to understand that. You know, and I know, you know, I can tell you, being a preacher man myself, you know, there are times, you know, well, you may call it out of season or in season, you know, but there are times when I go to the Lord, you know, just like that, many times actually, go to the Lord in my weakness because you're like, look, I feel like a dry tree. I don't even have anything. You know, and so forth. But yet I got to stand you know, before the people of the Lord, yeah. And so what can I do? What can I do? And I find out that in those moments, trust me, in those moments, you know, the Lord usually come through with a powerful delivery that I wasn't even thinking about, didn't even know, you know, because His grace is indeed made perfect in weakness. My strength is made perfect in, but Paul said it mostly the best way. He said, I will gladly therefore glory in my weaknesses, my infirmities and so forth, so that God's grace, you know, may be made perfect in me. And thank you, Sister Lola, for sharing that. That is so, so powerful. Well, you know, we need to be, if we're going to be open and vulnerable, be open and vulnerable before the Lord. He already knows everything anyway, but it's good for us to open up before Him. Hebrews 4 and 13 says that. He says, you know, we're open and naked before Him with whom we have to do anyway. So you might as well come to God in your weakness. Elijah was there at his wit's end. He came to the Lord. After all I've done, these people, their hearts is still not turned up to you, and they're seeking my life now. I mean, I give up, Lord. I don't know what else to do. I'm not better than any of my fathers. I mean, I've done everything. I thought I can get them back to the Lord, but they're not. You know, and I'm the only one that's left. You know, and I'm done. You know, my goodness. You know, after he was visited by the Lord, yeah. After that, I wasn't running from any situation. So thank you, Sister Lola. That was so good to share. Well, let's see if Sister Rebia will try again. Sister Rebia, you want to try again?
Can everyone hear me?
We hear you now.
Okay, God bless you all. I'm not sure what's going on. I don't want to uninstall it because I don't want to lose what I have. But nevertheless, God bless you. And I really thank God for your series on comfort. It was a message on comfort. A lot of times, the believers in Christ are encouraged to fight the good fight of faith, and you must do this and you must do that, and it's just beaten over our heads. But we also need words of comfort delivered in the grace of comfort. And that's what I felt when I listened to that message. I needed comfort. And that's how it was delivered. And I'm really grateful for that. We contend with a lot every day in our lives. And we cover others in prayer. We go through warfare. We keep ourselves encouraged. It's just a lot that we have to contend with. And we do have the Word of God. But it's important that we receive and give comfort to one another and encouragement to one another. And that is what I felt when you delivered that message. So that is my share. I just wanted to thank you for the spirit that it was delivered in. It was not a message that was harsh, but it was a message that was soothing. And we as believers in Christ, we need that as well. We give that, but we also need to receive that. So I just wanted to thank you, Pastor Yato, for that message on that day. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Rebia, for that share. And I'll be honest, I don't know what message you're talking about, but it made an impact on you, so we bless God for it. Praise God, you know. And thank you, Brother Raphael, for calling out these reviews, because Brother Raphael was right. I mean, we have we've had so much stuff, you know, we can't even remember them all. And even in one day, the Lord gives us so much stuff. Sometimes you say, well, we review, and people are still chewing on it. They don't talk. You know, and I'm casting my mind back right now, trying to know or remember what message Sister Rebia was talking about, because it made such an impact on her. You know, I think I have pretty good memory, but I don't remember. So it's a good thing for us to do these reviews, you know, and call out these things. And you know, the Bible is a book. It's like, you know, a well that never runs dry, you know. My goodness, you know. So with joy shall you draw waters out of the wells of salvation. I mean, we just keep on drawing. You come back, you read again, you draw some more. I mean, nobody in their right mind, you know, that's a believer on this journey would say, well, I've read that part in the Bible before. I don't ever need to read again. I'm going to read it just once in my lifetime and that's it. We don't do that. You know, every time we read it, and we read it again, and then we might even learn something new. And it's like, wow, I didn't know that was like that. Yeah, and the same thing with some of these messages, you know. Believe me, I listen to my own messages, perhaps even more than others. Listen to them. Because sometimes, you know, I'm just talking. And the Holy Spirit is giving me what to say. I don't write down any of my sermons. I've never done that, and I never will. I just speak. But I do write down the scriptures, so I'll be coherent. But I don't write down what I'm preaching. I use an index card. It's about this small. I just write down the scripture. So I'm meditating, and the Lord gives me the scriptures, give me the title. I'll put the scriptures. And then sometimes I try to go back. I'm coaching now. I try to go back and, you know, just, I might realign the scriptures so they kind of flow together. But that's it. It's just scriptures. If I show you the index card, it's just scriptures. I don't write there someone. You know, so for me also, I have to listen to it because I didn't write down all the things I said. I just trust the Lord, you know, to say, and the Lord will bring it. So it's a good thing to do this review. It's a really a good thing to just go back, listen again, or have someone remind us of some lesson. I remember the first day we did this, Lady Ebon came out with the Red Sea moments. You know, that was the thing, you know, that had caught her attention. It wasn't the immediate most recent, you know, lesson, but that's the one she caught her attention, you know. And like I said, Sister Jane came out with something way in the past and caught her attention, and everybody comes up with one thing or the other. So it is good. And I cherish, these reviews. So, here's the thing, though. It's a quick announcement for all of us. Is that we're going to be doing, by the grace of God, these reviews once a week, mostly on Saturday, because we have more time. Come prepared. You know, don't wait around thinking that we're going to spend the first 90 minutes listening to the sermon. On Saturday, we're going to get right into it. You know, so that way we'll have more time. So that's just a reminder of how the room will flow on Saturdays. And just because we're doing a review doesn't mean you shouldn't show up. Because you might really miss something. You know, somebody like this thing that, you know, Salola just brought out now. You might miss it if you didn't listen to the review. Some of the things that have been said today, Sister Mary, Lady Ebon, I mean, everybody that's spoken today, they brought out some gems, you know, which you might miss if you don't listen to the reviews. Praise the Lord. And I pray that God will help us, you know, that we won't have challenges with the replays. But you never know. What if the replay didn't work? And you are hoping on the review, you know, and then you go back and then it's blank. You know, then what are you going to do? You know, so every chance you get. Let's come on in. And I want to thank everybody that came on in, came in here yesterday and supported the room. And it was such a good lesson, you know, for us. And I'm doing my own review now of that lesson from yesterday. The nevertheless thing, I've actually taught and preached and used that as a title of a sermon once or twice, you know, nevertheless, you know, and even now, Peter said, nevertheless, Martha said, and even now, you know, even sometimes in our minds are going which way. And you might remember that I've taught on this when I taught on Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. I've spoken on it multiple times. The way, you know, the Holy Spirit broke that scripture down to me, you know, helped me to understand, because I often wondered what the scripture meant until one day, some years ago, the Lord revealed it to me what that verse in Hebrews 12 meant, 4:12 meant, wherein the Lord's, you know, the scripture says that, you know, the word of God is quick, right? And well, we know what that part means. That means it's alive and it's powerful. Well, we know what that means. But what about the one that says sharper than any two-edged sword? We may even know what that means. What about the person even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit? That was the part and of the joints and marrows that I did not understand for a while, a long while. But one day, many years ago, the Lord revealed it to me. And from that time on, it made absolute sense, you know, and, you know, that's it. You know, sometimes you're facing situations and all the emotions are in your soul, you know, like, look, what are you talking about? I mean, we've been here all night long. We've tried everything. I mean, the fish are not biting today. There's nothing happening. We've even packed in our nets. All of that is in the soul. You know, the discouragement, the joy, the laughter, the, you know, this and that, and the anger and the bitterness and the sadness and the sorrow and the depression, sometimes up, sometimes down, all that soulish stuff. But when you can, you know, latch on to the word by the Spirit, according to John 6 and 63, he said, you know, there's a Spirit that quickeneth. When you can latch on, there will be a dividing. And that's what Peter did. He used the word of God to divide asunder. You know, put the soul in its place is the way I call it. You know, say, well, you know, this is the way I feel, but nevertheless, at your word. Praise God. You know, so, you know, I love the part, that part, you know, I heard it yesterday, you know, she was bringing that out and some of the other things. And then again, the part of us just yielding to the Lord, just like, you know, Jesus yielded his will to the Father, you know, said, look, you know, nevertheless, you know, not my will, but I will be done. And, you know, this is a part that we really struggle with in our lives, you know, because we always want to do our own thing. But will you inquire of the Lord and will you know his will? Well, if any man will know his will, the scripture says, if you want to know his will, well, then the Lord will reveal many things to you. But you need to understand what the will of the Lord is. Understanding what the will of the Lord is, you know, and I think I taught a message on this platform some months ago about that, you know, understanding and knowing his will. And there are two kinds of his will. You know, the when I taught this message, so it's the way I brought it out back then, you know, the passive and the active. You know, the passive will is we know what God wants, whether he's actively commanding it for the moment or not, but we know it. And that's what the scripture says. He said, you know, he said, look, because we do those things that are pleasing in his sight, you know, that's how we know that we receive what we want from him, you know, because we do those things that are pleasing his sight, you know. So that's his passive will. It's not that he's commanding anything to me at the moment, you know, but I know what he wants. I know what he likes, you know. And so, and that's how, you know, I do what he wants, you know. That's the passive will. And, you know, surrendering our will to God's passive will is also, can also be very powerful. You know, when we do those things, you know, that are pleasing in His sight, then God, you know, then we are showing that we honor His passive will. It's not necessarily commanded right now, but it's His passive will. You can find that scripture in 1 John 3, verse 22. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments. That's the active will. And do those things that are pleasing in His sight. That's His passive will. The two of them are in that scripture. What He actually actively commands, that's His will for now, that He commanded or commanded in the past. And His passive will is the one where it's not that He commanded it right now, but we know that it's pleasing to Him. And so when we do those, when you put this, that scripture together, 1 John 3:22, and if I could have contributed yesterday, that's the one I would have contributed. I'm contributing it now. Those, that's, when you bring it together like that, it's complete. And if we can surrender our will, you know, we need to know His will. When you understand the will of God, you know, and then do it, that's a beautiful thing. But you don't have to do it. You can do your own thing and not do what the Lord wants. And many times we do that. Now, that's the part we struggle with. We just do what we want. You know, sometimes we don't even ask the Lord. You know, but if we can practice this, it'll be so powerful. What does the Holy Spirit want me to do in this case? What the Lord wants? What's the Lord saying? To practice that. You know, that's how actually we grow in our intimacy and relationship with God. It's this walking with God. That's exactly what it is. Just, you know, leaning on Him, talking to Him, asking what He wants and surrendering our way, you know, and even giving the Lord permission to interrupt our plans. One time I think I preached about that, you know, will you say yes? I mean, really, I mean, whatever He wants, He said, I will do. Well, that's not easy. Don't say it because that's not easy, but say it and He will help you. You know, say, Lord, I know that's what I would like, but I can't do it. So help me. But don't brag that you would do it because you might not do it. But if you ask Him to help you, go to the Lord in your weakness, not in your strength. Peter went in his strength. He said, look, I don't care if everybody else denies you. I never will. Well, he did. But if you go in your weakness, say, Lord, help me. I can't do it. Then He'll help you and you will do it. You know, so beautiful, beautiful shares, you know, all around today. And let me yield here and see if anybody else. What about our brethren that are in the listening lounge? If you want to share something, please, by all means, raise your hand. We'll bring you to the stage, and you can share with us as well. It's not just for the folks on stage. And like I said before, these folks are on stage not because they're better than those who are not on stage. It's just because they do share from time to time, and sometimes it's hard for them to raise their hand and so on. So I just put them on stage so they automatically be there. Yeah. So it's all the same to me. If you want to share, raise your hand. Okay, looks like Sister Jane. Good morning, Sister Jane. I saw your mic open for a second there. Did you want to share? Go ahead.
No, that was actually an accident. But I definitely do want to thank Brother Raphael, I want to thank everybody for the share. It's a little share, actually.
Is everybody else hearing her clearly? I'm not.
Oh, we are not hearing.
Can you hear me better? I'm sorry, I'm kind of in a loud place. I was saying that I opened my mic by accident.
Well, you did open your mic, whether by accident or not. So go ahead and share.
Yes. So let me just share. Okay. So I wanted to say that also that Sister Lola's share really touched me because it honestly, for me, constantly, I always have to think, am I being loyal enough? Am I as loyal to the Lord as I can be? And so it's like when we look at the life of Elijah, we always say, like, you know, he did so many great things for the Lord, and he was, you know, he operated in the power of the Lord. He operated powerfully as a prophet, but it was mostly because he was very loyal to the Lord. So it just really kind of made me evaluate. It's like, you know, there's things that even in, like, in my local assembly, am I being as loyal to the Lord as I could be in, you know, the responsibilities that I have there? Am I being faithful enough and really just doing things for God and not, like, you know, seeing that I'm doing it for, like, my pastors or anything? So it just really kind of made me evaluate, because I definitely know there's certain areas that I'm dropping the ball in. And so it's like, you know, am I now doing this for man, or am I consistently keeping it in mind that everything I do is to please God? You know, the Bible verse that comes to mind is where Paul was saying that, I think he said soldiers are not concerned with what civilians do. I don't want to paraphrase, so let me just find it really quickly. Just bear with me for a little bit. Okay, so it's 2 Timothy 2, verses 4. It says, the Amplified says, no soldier when in service gets entangled in the enterprises of civilian life. His aim is to satisfy and please the one who enlisted him. So for me, just listening to her share, well, I loved everybody's share. For me, that one hit me because yesterday I kind of had like a little bit of a church service where I was really kind of evaluating. Each time I go to church, I'm always kind of faced with certain areas that I know I'm dropping the ball in. And it's like, is it because I'm more so concerned about doing this in service of man and not consistently keeping in mind that each thing I do, it's for the loyalty of God who enlisted me into his kingdom. So that is my share. I thank you all for listening. And I just thank you, Pastor Yato, for just, you know, listening to Bar Raphael's idea to do this review, because it's very, very, very much helpful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sister Jane. And thank you for speaking, even though you didn't mean to, but you took the challenge anyway. And you did. Praise the Lord. And I just want to encourage people. Yes, you know, this is a safe place. We want to hear your voice. You know, sometimes people will think, well, should I really say something? Well, why not? You know, praise the Lord, you know, and we want to hear your, I love to hear your voice. I love to hear you speak. Everybody, you know, I just as soon sit back, relax, let someone else speak. You know, that's my thing, you know, but, you know, every man, he's, you know, the way they like to do things. But, you know, be encouraged to open your mic whenever you want to. Let me see. I thought I heard the mic click. Sometimes, again, I apologize. Oh, okay. Sister Veronica. Okay, go ahead. Sometimes it's hard to see who it is.
No, Sister, go Titi ahead, Lion Sister Veronica wants to speak. She's blinking her mic.
Sister Titi Lion. Okay. Like I said, it's hard to see who it is sometimes. Go ahead, Sister Titi Lion. Thank you, Sister Veronica. Sister Titi Lion?
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, good morning, good day. Good. It's been a wonderful day. I'm really blessed with all the reviews that has gone forth. And I was like literally wondering, what should I say? Do I really have to say anything? But I just want to, I don't want to look as if we have been taught and we are not, you know, yielding. So I just want to thank God for this this platform. And I thank God for so many things that the Lord has done.
And I'm not going to say a topic in particular. I'm just going to kind of just harmonize some of the teachings together the way I understood what it was that the Lord has done, particularly the formation of this platform itself. I really want to thank God because, like the old testimonies are about what God did on the 1st of October, 2022. It was, I wasn't here then. It was pretty much later that my darling sister Buki invited me to be here. And it has really been a tremendous opportunity to grow in the word of the Lord. You know, to appreciate the word of the Lord, to find the word of the Lord and have a delight in the word of the Lord. It has been a blessing indeed. That indeed we've been coming to put more wood into the fire, to keep the fire burning on a daily basis. It is a privilege to be part of what God is doing. I thank God so much, of the teachings. The faith series that we did, it was powerful. The acronyms that you taught us, well, I was really blessed about that. I really thank God for the Godhead teaching us about the person of Jesus Christ. All he did, all he represented for us, and how it was that he called us to be in his kingdom. It is a privilege to be part of the of God's kingdom here on earth, to represent him, to hide us in his love, particularly when you taught the series in the book of John, chapter 17, the prayers of the Lord Jesus that he prayed for us. You made mention of the fact that we were not raptured immediately. We were born again because the Lord had some plans. He had purpose for us to be here whilst we're still alive. That he kept us here for a reason. He kept us in his love and he kept us from the evil one so that they would not have impact or harm us. But he kept us so that we can be his representative. We can be, you know, his body to do what it is that he could not finish. Because he said, greater work that he did, we would do it. And that for me is an understanding of my purpose here on earth. That I've been kept for a reason and we have been kept for a reason. And when I link that with the fact that we're going to emerge as the children of the Most High God. The Lord is going to showcase us to this world that we are the very important personnel, the VIP of the Lord God Almighty, to that people will know of the intent that these ones, they are special. They are the ones he has preserved for himself to do the very last work. I am so happy, I'm grateful, I'm expectant to know the purpose where we're here and what God has in stock for us and what our responsibilities, our vocation that he has committed into our hands to do for him, to represent him here on earth. So that regardless of whatever it is we are going through, those things will not be an hindrance. Those things will not be things that will discourage us or make us feel that God is not caring, no. But to know that God has a plan and he has a purpose for each and every one of us here on this planet Earth. And to encourage ourselves and continue to run the race that has been set before us. Again, when you talked about the series of the Revelation, the book of Revelation, you know, Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3, what the Lord has in stock, that if we stay to the very end, if we overcome, that we will eat of the Eden manna, our names will be written in stones, and those things that you taught, those series was like God. This is an amazing plan, an amazing, you know, a bigger picture of what it is that God has in stock. That when we focus on that, whatever it is that is happening to us here will not be an hindrance or will not be a distraction. But knowing fully well that there are things, glorious things. Bible say, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what the Lord has prepared for them that loved him. So I am so grateful for opening our eyes to the bigger picture of what God has in store for us and while we are here and what we are going to be with Him. We're going to live with Him forever. We're going to see Him. Bible say, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, and for we shall see Him as He is, and that those that have this hope purify themselves even as He appear. So I'm so grateful that there's a plan, there's a purpose. For He said, for I know the thought that I have towards you, that I thought of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end. So there's an end, an expected end, a glorious end, a powerful end, a blessed end that God has in stock. So that this journey of our life, this race that we are running on this planet Earth, has got a glorious end. And it's for us to encourage ourselves in the Lord and to see that even as Elijah did, he did so many tremendous things. He worked. He showed us like a pattern of what the sons of God will be doing. And this time, we saw the life of him, how he focused on the Lord, how he built an intimacy with the Lord, that it was like, you know, he knew God personally for himself, that he had this intimacy to represent God. And he stood out. He did not bow down to Baals. He stood for God in all he did. He did not fear the kings or the queen. He represented the kingdom of God in his own time. And he called the fire down. He asked the rain not to, you know, to stop for like almost like 3 years. And those things that he spoke came to pass. And we thank God. We saw that. We thank God that even greater than Elijah is here now, that the Spirit of God now is now in us to even help us to do much more than what Elijah did. And we just thank God because this faithful God has got it all sorted out. He has a glorious plans. He has a plan for you and for me and for each member of his body. Because he himself is a headstone. He is a chief cornerstone. He is a firm foundation. And so we are the lively stones that are building holy edifice unto the Lord. And we thank God for this. So we are not ordinary. We are blessed to come in such a time as this, because people desire, like in the book of Hebrews was saying that, and in Hebrews chapter 11, that they without us cannot be made perfect. They desire to be here, to be in our own dispensation, but they were not given the opportunity. But God in his mercy had prepared us for such a time as this, as he did for Esther, that he will show forth his glory. And whatever it is that we are going through, let us always remember the bigger picture of what it is that the Lord has for us, and put our gaze on that and refuse to be distracted. Like he said, that look unto me, the author and the finisher of your faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured hardness. So let's endure. Let's go through it. It's a process. And you talked about a miraculous process one day. You did say that this miraculous process is like a corn that was planted, it was buried. And then it grew a little bit. And then from there, it brought out, you know, the sprung up, and then it grew and brought about a full corn in the earth. But it started like as if it wasn't going to be so mighty, but later on, it then brought a full corn in the earth, which was a miraculous process. So our life is a miraculous process. It is a process, but it's going to be a miraculous one. That's nothing on this world can stop us. We are unstoppable because we are being born. And to round it up now, you now told us about the Spirit of the Lord, the gift of God to us, the gift of God to the body of Christ, the gift at which the world could not take him. They have no capacity to carry the Spirit of God, the mighty God himself. They couldn't carry him because they don't know him. But we knew him. He was with us as Jesus, and then he came to dwell in us as Christ. And there was a particular verse you mentioned. You said that that Jesus Christ was on earth and at the same time in heaven. He said, which is the Son of God? Who is in heaven? Meanwhile, he was talking with them on earth. So we are so, so blessed that mortality can carry divinity. We carry the Almighty God himself. So wherever we go, God goes. It's just like what happened when Obed-Edom had the Ark of the Covenant in his house. Of course, they thought, let that ark just stay there. We don't want it. But this man that had the Ark of God, he became prosperous. He was blessed beyond measure. Again, that is another typified. That typified what it is that is happening. That when we have the Spirit of God inside of us, we can never go down in life. We can never we can never bow down, because the Spirit of God is the Almighty God Himself, and is the one that has been interceding for us, and He has given us the ministry of intercession as well. So by His Spirit, He has taught us to, He has been helping us to praise Jesus. The Spirit of God has helped us in so many areas. He has strengthened us with might by His Spirit in our inner man. The Spirit of God has done so many things for us because it's a gift unto God, unto us. So we carry the Spirit of God, we carry God, and we are not ordinary, and we are blessed of the Lord that made heaven and earth. So I'm so grateful to be part of this house. It has been a blessing to me, and I'm so grateful for all my brothers and sisters in here. You have been a tremendous blessing. Iron is really sharpening iron, and I'm grateful to God for we did not lack a teaching priest in the house, and we are so thankful that we have mommy supporting daddy, and we thank God for the word of God that is coming from your mouth on a daily basis. It can only be God, and we are returning all the glory to Him. Thank you so much for listening to me. Thank you for the opportunity and the privilege once again, and I'm going to yield my mic. Thank you, sir. Thank you, man. Thank you, everyone. I love you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Titi Layo. Wow, that's a good roundup, you know, of so many things, and we give all the glory to God, you know. It's just a good, it's a good thing to go back and just listen again to some of the, thank God for the replays. We're going to pray in this room today before this room is all over. I want us to, you know, to pray, that the Lord will help us resolve this issue of erasure, whether it's accidental or intentional erasure of the message. You know, that seems to me like it's a diabolical plot of the enemy, and we all need to come against that, because, you know, how are you going to be able to hear the replay if it was erased? So we're going to pray about that. I want every one of us, just take a few minutes. Let's go ahead and pray about that right now. I want to ask that everybody will join us in praying. God has blessed us with this room. We want its integrity to be preserved. We don't want tampering with the messages. You know, the messages to be preserved so that we can all hear them when we go back and listen. Praise the Lord. So let's take a few minutes. I invite you to open your mic and join us in praying against the forces of darkness, satanic cartels, and different things that try to come and prevent us from recording the messages.
Para Cochet, Tarabos, and
feel thy word. Lord, we come against the words of God.
We will not be
In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Thank you all so much for praying along. We're going to get the victory. We're more than conquerors. You know, we'll have the victory. Devil will not be able to steal God's words. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Word of God will sustain itself.
Amen.
You know, so, but it, you know, it exposes to us that we must not let down our guard. You know, it's just, that's just the way things are in the spirit realm. You know, when you get, you know, you get the victory in one battle, you think it's you got it. But the war is not over. It's just one battle. And the devil will come back. You know, he goes away for a season and he will come back. He always does. You know, so, and then we got to whack his head again. So we thank God for your prayers. I'll wait and see what the technical support team will actually say about that, but we'll see what they have to say. But thank you all for your support in prayers. All right. Lady Ebon, your mic is open, so go ahead. Looks like you want to say something.
Oh, it was accidental. I was praying. That's praying with
you. Oh, you're still praying. Okay. All right. Well, we wrapped up the prayer. I will not be doing the More Than Conquerors message today. I took that back out of the title for the room. Looks like we're just doing, we got plenty to talk about, but I will come back and do it perhaps tomorrow. I don't know, but I want to do that. So it'll be on recorded. And I know that even when we were, you know, doing that lesson, we were lacking, you know, a scribe that were, usually we have many people that help us here in posting scriptures during the lessons. So those scriptures are so valuable because, you know, I'm not one that like to just teach without giving scriptures. I'm one that likes to give tons of scriptures so that, you know, your faith will not be based on the eloquence of my speech exactly. But, you know, you go back and look at those scriptures, see for yourself. praise God, you know. So it's a matter of, you know, those scriptures are so valuable. That's why we so appreciate, and I think we say it all the time, those people that help us to post scriptures. But occasionally, you know, that role is missing. And it was missing on that particular day. You know, so when I do it again, I do hope someone will jump in and help us to post those scriptures. They are so powerful. Because people will go back when they listen. I want them to be able to see those scriptures. So maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Maybe not. I don't know. But someday I will come back and do it, you know, again. And we must have scripture postings. But there are so many powerful scriptures that I gave during that lesson. And I want people to have them, you know, as part of your tool set, a toolbox, you know, can always go and dig, pull out a scripture, you know, that's it right there. You can call it scripture nuggets, you can call it scripture snacks, you can call it scripture toolbox, call it anything you want, but it's all there. You just go in there and dig out and bring something out. That's the way I love it, you know, and scripture is so powerful like that. Today, we have been talking about previous lessons and just sharing our thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. In case you're new, this is not what we do all the time. We just started doing this. The second time that we're doing this in a row, we just started doing it on Saturdays now to review previous lessons, because there's a lot of information, I'm told, that come out, and we just keep piling more on and more and more and more. We need to take a break and review what we've done, and it's a really good suggestion. You know, so if you're wondering why is a room like this, well, that's why it is. You know, regularly scheduled room goes through with the teaching and so on and so forth. And within each room, actually, we do have a mini review section. You know, I or whoever will speak will generally speak for an hour 15 or hour 20 or thereabouts or an hour something. And then, you know, the next hour or so, we're doing reviews. So that happens within every room anyway. But then at the end of the week, such as this, we will come back and have some more, you know, reviews. Give you a chance to speak more and more. And it's been amazing. But I want to throw out a challenge this week. You know, oftentimes I do throw out some kind of challenge here and there. Sometimes it's a memory verse. You know, I say, hey, you know, it's your memory verse. And so I'm not doing a memory verse today, so you don't need to panic about that. but I am going to throw out a bigger challenge. And here's the challenge that I'm going to throw out. You know, this room, the Lord has, you know, it's been amazing. The Lord has blessed us in the growth. But we need the Word of God to grow even more. So here's the challenge. Invite somebody to this room. And follow through. A lot of people already done it. I mean, Sister Titilayo was referring to how Sister Buki invited her. You know, many of you have invited people. Some of you have brought your families and friends and this and that. But it's a new challenge that I'm throwing out. You know, so invite somebody and follow up until they join. That is, that's somebody who has, perhaps even somebody who hasn't heard the room before, you know, share with them your favorite. See, again, that's the value of the replays. You see, you know, you got to be able to go back and share your favorite replay with them, because, you know, you can actually do that. You can go into the replay and share it to somebody. And, you know, I believe in, you know, in the past, they didn't need to have the app. And I think somebody said they need to have the app. In any case, Share the replay. If they like what they hear, invite them to join and say, hey, there's more where that came from. Join us on a daily basis, you know, and so forth. And I also want you to remember that there is a prayer room that we have hosted by Lady Ebon and some prayer warriors. And some of them are right here, right now on this platform. I see several of them here. So that is also a daily room. And I thank God for the growth of that room as well. It is growing. It is growing, and we thank God for that. And some people came to this room through that room. Sister Renita already gave us that testimony. So we thank God for that. But I want you to take the challenge. The 7-day challenge. That's it. A 7-day challenge over the next 7 days. See if you can bring someone to this room. I see if the Lord will help you. You know, I will have to try that as well. You know, so because if you ask people to do something, you yourself don't do it. What did the scripture say you'll be? That you'll be the least in the kingdom. I don't want to be the least in the kingdom. Do you? No. So I am going to figure out a way to invite somebody, share the platform, share the room, invite somebody. Let's see if the Lord will help us to do that. You know, so that's a challenge. You know, the 7-day challenge is bring a friend. Hallelujah. Share the room, bring a friend. I will remind us on our WhatsApp platform. I'm going to post it today and throughout the week to remind us. Our 7-day challenge is share the room, bring a friend. We're going to just see how the Lord will help us. And who knows, you know, because this is, you know, what the Lord told Timothy through Paul. He said, look, those things that I've, you know, given to you, be sure to put them before faithful men who also will share them the same way to others and so on. You know, that's how the thing grows. Ripple effect. In fact, Jesus, he did exactly the same thing. You know, started out with just a few people, taught them and sent them out. And then he prayed for them and said, I'm praying not only for you, I'm praying for others who will hear about me through you. So Jesus already knew that, you know, this ripple effect, you teach somebody, they teach somebody, they teach another person. That's how it grows. He knew that. And he showed it and practiced it and even prayed about it. So let's do the same thing. I mean, you've been here enjoying. In fact, if you've been here and enjoying this platform and you've never invited anyone since you've been here, you know, then you take that challenge even more seriously. If you've invited and they didn't show up, well, at least you did your part. It's kind of like, you know, putting out the gospel. You can't force anybody to be saved, but you can at least share the good news. If you share and they don't, that's good, but it's not good enough. We need to close the deal, you know. So, you know, let's see what we can do. Praise the Lord. For those of you who have been actively bringing people here, I don't want to mention names, but you know, you brought your family, you brought your friends, you brought co-workers, you brought, I mean, it's just amazing. People have even brought ex-classmates from years ago. Send them the link, they're here. I've received those testimonies from people who came to this platform. It's an amazing job that you all have been doing. But let's get in and do some more. You know, and why are we doing it? Is it just for the numbers? Or is it so that we can have more people that we donate and give offerings? It's not for the, any of those reasons. It is for the numbers, quite all right, but not for the numbers, just for the numbers. It is for the growth of the Word of God, because the Word of God must grow and multiply. That's what it says in the book of Acts. The Word of God grew and multiplied. Well, how does that happen? Well, from mouth to mouth is how it happens. So we're just trying to follow that pattern. Let the Word of God grow and let it multiply. You share it. The others will hear it, they share it too. So you share it. If you're enjoying it, you know, and people are getting up early, especially those on the west coast of the United States, Arizona, California. If anybody is here from, I know people are here from Arizona, get up early in the morning, 5 a.m. I mean, there must be something that is making you do it. You know, there is something that makes me come into your presence. My helper. There is something that's making you get up early in the morning and be here. Some of you are in your afternoons. There's something that's making you step away from work and get on this platform. Some of you are even listening at work. I don't know how you do it. I can't listen to, you know, when I'm at work because I have to talk. My job is talk, talk, talk. You know, so, you know, I don't know how you guys do it, but you've been doing it, you know, faithfully, and we appreciate it, you know. So, but there is something you know, that that's making you do it. And that something is what you must share. Same way as we must share our faith. Got to share our faith the same way. There is something that excites you about the Lord. You got to share it with your neighbors. You got to share it with your family. What is it? You know, it's your testimony. Maybe it's a testimony of joy and peace that the Lord gives you. Maybe it's a, you know, testimony of assurance. Maybe it's a testimony of helping you from some weakness that you had in the past that you, God has given you victory over. You know, whatever is your testimony is your testimony. Nobody can steal that from you. And when you share that testimony with somebody else, they might see the light. So it's the same thing that we're asking for here. Praise the Lord. Well, it's going to be Mother's Day weekend this weekend. And we'll have, you know, something for our mothers tomorrow as well. You know, but, you know, it is a good weekend. So to celebrate and enjoy all of that. You know, so I pray that everybody all has a good time celebrating, doing whatever you need to do and enjoy that and so forth. And we'll be back by the grace of God every day. Here's the word that the Lord gave us at the beginning of this room. Sister Titilayo alluded to it, October 1, 2022. Besides the word that the Lord gave us in Leviticus 6:13 and so on, you know, to crank up the fire on the altar every morning. So the wood, you know, bring the wood every morning. You know, crank it up and let the fire be burning. Let the priest burn wood upon that altar every morning. The fire shall also be burning. It shall not be put out. You know, that was the commission. You know, when the Lord said that, of course, in my heart before that, I was looking for a way to do more for the Lord. You know, always been some kind of a preacher and teacher and a pastor lately. But it didn't seem enough. How can I reach more people and besides just my local assembly? And after a while, the Lord opened up this platform. And then when it came, it was like, well, now you pray for it, but it's overwhelming now. I mean, how are you going to do it every week? And then every day, not even every week. But my grace is sufficient for you. So besides that, the Lord also gave us two scriptures that he gave us commission for this. And, you know, you might enjoy those scriptures. You might enjoy reading the book of Leviticus. Let me read it to you. This is how we're going to close the room today. I'm going to read you a couple of scriptures that the Lord gave us when we started this room. You know, so let's read first Leviticus 6, you know, and verse 13. It said, and the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning. That's where the morning thing came from. And lay the burnt offering in order upon it. He shall burn the fat thereon, the peace offerings and so forth. So the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. So that was the commission. And then, you know, so we say, okay, Lord, you said it. And you will enable us to do it. He also gave the revelation. Those were two scriptures. That was the one. You know, the other one was in Psalm 110 and verse 3. And I'm going to read, you know, that one to us as well. So open it up here. And that's it's a revelation about what we must do in the mornings, how we can, you know, we must, you know, order our day so that people shall be willing in the day of thy power and the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Yeah, that's a revelation right there. You know, that has to do of you. You know, so the you know, you can command the morning when it's pregnant. It's going to bring forth something. You know, what is it going to bring forth? Let's not leave it to chance. Let's start off our day by ordering our steps aright and coming to fellowship. And helping us, many people are giving testimony of how this room has helped them through the day. So those were the two scriptures, you know, that the Lord gave us. But I remember the first sermon we preached on that day, you know, when on that October 1 day, It happened to be an Independence Day for the Republic of Nigeria, you know, but also it was something that, you know, the Lord gave us, you know, that we preached about, and we preached about, you know, the Lord bringing into view, you know, we use the, you know, the story of, what was it called? Noah and the ark and so forth. And how that, you know, on a particular day, here's how it said it in Genesis 8. I believe this was the lesson we used on that day. You know, what do you call it? It says, and the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. And in that 10th month, on that first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. That's Genesis 8 and 5. That was the lesson first given on this platform, was the top of the mountains become visible. And it was the first day of the 10th month. Now, of course, our calendar is different from their calendar. We know that. But nonetheless, it was the first day of the 10th month, and the Lord gave that scripture. We gave a prophetic lesson. So again, that's a look back to that first day. So that's going to be a wrap up. And you can scroll back on the replays and listen to any one of those. You might even want to go back to that first lesson and listen to it. I think it will bless your heart to scroll back and listen to any one of those lessons, and it'll bless your heart. Praise the Lord. And I know one day Sister Barakat said, while we were in the room, because one day I referred to flesh on fire or something like that. Say someone like, and she immediately went and looked it up right there and then. And then she posted it in our WhatsApp platform. And I thought, wow, now that's a good student right there. Just because I referred to something, she went and looked it up. She found it and she posted it. You know, so we can always get, you know, a blessing by going back and listen to some of these things. Praise the Lord. So I invite us to do that. Okay. So that's what I'm going to leave us with today. Thank you for being here with us. I thought I would do the, you know, the Conqueror More Than Conquerors message again today because of the lack of recording the first time we did it. But no, I won't be doing it because it's not enough time. The day I do it, we'll have enough time to do it. But today, I believe you've been blessed by all the shares. And do go take that 7-day challenge. And let's see what we can do in the next 7 days. If you can invite someone to this platform, come and see. You know, that's what some of the people used to say. Come and see. They say, well, let me come and see. And they came and saw, you know. And some of Jesus' disciples called others to come and see, you know, and then they came and see, and they came and they saw, you know. So the lady at the well also, she went to the town and said, come and see. This man had told me everything I ever done, you know, and they came and saw. And they said, well, now we've seen and heard for ourselves. So, you know, we pray and trust that the people that come and see, they will have a chance, you know, do their own analysis and see and tell whether this room is the real deal or not. You know, so, but let them come and see. Same thing with the Lord. You know, come and taste and see the Lord is good. You know, and when we bring people to the Lord, but don't promise anybody, you know, anything when you preach the gospel to them. Don't promise them anything the scripture has not promised. You know, don't promise them any, you know, walk in the park or any such thing. But do share the word of God just like it is. And then they will not be disappointed. I promise you. God will bring, when he brings them in, they'll find true treasure on their own as well. You know, and it won't be based on false promises. Praise the Lord. The New Testament in Christ, Hebrews 8, and 1 is actually based on better promises. You know, and better promises more than just temporal things. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you all. We are going to call it a wrap. Praise the Lord. It's going to be a wrap. We're going to call it that today. And let's come back and give the Lord the glory again tomorrow. And come back and get fellowship again. And we will see, you know, what the Lord will have for us. Now, Christ has obtained a more excellent ministry by how much he's a mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. That's, you can read the first 6 verses of Hebrews chapter 8. God bless you all. That's it. And have a great day, everyone. See you again tomorrow. Same time, Arizona, 5 a.m., 7 Central, 8 Eastern in the United States. UK and Nigeria time, 1 p.m. And see you then. Have a great weekend, everybody. God bless you all. Bye for now.